Hi there, and welcome to the next module on brainstorming the user testing tasks slash questions. Emphasis on the tasks. Most of these are going to be tasks. This is user testing, not user surveying. However, I do think it's relevant to ask questions as well, although I take people's opinions that they give with a grain of salt, and we will talk more about that later. I mostly care about how they behave, how they perform, how they browse, or sorry, how they perform the task. Yeah, how they browse. Okay, so how to brainstorm the task. We'll go over how to brainstorm the tasks. Then we'll go over our current questions template, the questions that we take right out of the box, the uncustomized kind of default settings, the default configuration, if you will, before putting our own personal touches and customizations on it. If you're just completely lost and you were to use, you know, just these tasks right here as they were, it would not be the end of the world by any means, but you want to definitely add some personalization and some customization on it based on what you sell, your niche, who you serve, etc. And we will, in future modules, actually do this. We will take e-commerce websites and actually brainstorm and come up with the questions together, which will just be kind of spin-offs on the ones we already have. They won't be too different. But anyway, for now, how to brainstorm the task that you're going to ask your user testers. So first of all, ask yourself these things. Where do you think the breakdown is? Right? You probably have some idea of why people are not purchasing at the rate you wish they would, or they're not spending money at the rate you wish they would. And specifically, what comments are people leaving on your Facebook ads? So there's going to be the trolls. There's going to be the people that say, you know, this is a scam. I don't think this will work. They might say the before and after photos looked photoshopped. I don't believe it. Or they might say that, you know, the way that you demonstrated it, you know, it's not actually, they're just very doubtful it's going to work like that in real life. Or they may say that it's overpriced or something like that. So if it's overpriced, maybe they're not understanding the value. Maybe you're the only one, you know, you source all your ingredients from organic farms in California, right? And then, you know, had they known that, they go, oh, okay, I get why it's more expensive, right? And depending on, you know, the demographic and the customer, that may be worth it to them. That may be a very valuable, you know, thing to them. And then you'll get people who are, you know, less trolly, less negative, that might just be saying things like they don't understand it. They don't understand what's included with it. Does it come with this? Does it come with that? They might have doubts like, you know, how do I know if I get the right size? There could be all sorts of things, but it's going to depend on the niche and your site and the product. But look at what comments people leave on your Facebook ads. Similar thing, what questions are people leaving in your live chat? What are they asking your customer service? That's also gold. What have family and friends told you is confusing on your website? Has, you know, your mom or your, you know, grandma tried to browse the site and she couldn't figure something out? If so, what was confusing to her? What do you know about why your customer buys or doesn't buy? Like maybe you know that a lot of them don't buy because they simply can't afford it. Or maybe you know that a lot of them don't buy because they are skeptical of the results. They think the before and after photos look fake. Or maybe you know that people who are in a certain demographic, a certain age range, buy, you know, excessively. Okay, what do you know about why or why they don't buy? Maybe some people are super attracted to your lifetime warranty. Right. And you know that, you know, for certain people through ads, through reviews, they've been telling you, you know, I bought because of the lifetime warranty. Spoiler alert, we had a client once upon a time. This is them. They're called Rhino USA Inc. I'm just going to navigate to any product page here. And it had been communicated poorly, but it had been communicated in a way that there is a lifetime warranty. It was mentioned maybe once in the copy. I don't have the old version of the site up right now, But it was kind of mentioned, that there's a lifetime warranty. And a lot of people would say, I bought because of the lifetime warranty. But when we did the user testing, we found a lot of people had no idea there was a lifetime warranty, despite the fact that it was mentioned in the copy. And we knew that was one of their best selling points. So what did we do? We added it there. Let's count together at least four times, maybe five times we mentioned lifetime warranty. So there's no way that anybody could possibly miss that. And the conversion rate, well, it went in a very positive direction. I forget the exact number. Maybe it was around 15% or something, but I don't really recall. But anyway, Kinetic Energy Recovery Rope. It says lifetime warranty right there is like a sub headline under the product title. It says that under every product title, actually. In this little section here, I call it the elevator pitch. The lifetime warranty is capitalized and bolded here. So pretty hard to miss. If that wasn't enough, it says lifetime warranty on all Rhino products as a, we call these UVP icons, unique value proposition icons, right here. And then down here it says lifetime warranty for family-owned company. And even in the comparison chart we have here, it says real honest lifetime warranty. Okay, I'm kind of jumping ahead here, but anyway, get the point. Why do your people buy or not buy? They tell you that in reviews, and other places, maybe on Facebook ads, they'll tell you that. Do you have any products that are difficult to understand or explain? I'll show another example here. This was a client of ours as well, and one of their best sellers is the mystery boxes. Where are his mystery? Okay, cool. We used to have it in the I don't know why it's not in the top banner. It should be there. We had it in there. I think he changed his site afterwards, but oh, those clients, sometimes they don't listen, but we love them all the same. The mystery box was, I mean, even think of the name, mystery box. Are you surprised that there was a bit of confusion on a product that was called a mystery box? How could there be any clarity issues on a product called a mystery box? I don't know, but there was somehow. If you can't tell, that's my attempt at sarcasm. So we cleared it up a lot. What's in the box? You'll receive eight items from the categories below. So you can see here. And it's a mystery box, so we do this thing where it's meant to kind of overload them. If you think like, oh my God, this is giving me a seizure, this is too confusing, this is a bad practice. Normally this would be, but this is kind of like a roulette wheel. This is like Vegas. It's like the adrenaline of like, what's in the box? I must know, I must know, I must have it. It's that adrenaline, that mystery, that yeah, it's kind of like gambling, right? Like, why do people get addicted to gambling? So we almost went for this, yeah, kind of like Las Vegas-y thing. But we get add a lot of clarity. You'll receive eight items from the categories below: one hoodie, one long sleeve, three shirts, three stickers, one keychain, and one lanyard. But oh, and the individual price is $200, but they get it for $100. So we have like the regular price, crossed out here, what it would be normally, like a hoodie would be 60 normally, now it's 30. So we're, giving them everything at like half price. So that's what I mean by here, are any products, or sorry, do you have any products that are difficult to understand or explain? That would definitely be helpful in a question. I'll go over the case study with this later, but I think we literally asked, do you understand the mystery box? Like, do you understand, what you're actually like getting when you buy it, right? Are any products underperforming in sales that you think should be doing better? Maybe you had a best-selling chef's knife, but then your butcher knife or your fillet knife, your next product comes out and it's underperforming. That could be a great thing to literally ask your people, right? Again, I don't like to usually ask for opinions, but again, opinions, we'll take them with a grain of salt. One thing I'll say about the asking for opinions, I think I mentioned this in the previous module, but it could be a case of like the squeaky wheel gets the grease, where you have a product or a feature and 95% of people love it, but it maybe in your Facebook group, there's 2% of people that hate it, and they're the ones like making all the noise, like, we hate it, get rid of this feature, change it. And you're like, oh my God, I got to change it. And now you just ruin something for the other 95%. So, well, more on this later, but for right now, we'll focus on just the brainstorming the questions. And then, have sales dropped since you changed anything on the site? Did you change the copy recently? Did maybe you had to, maybe for an FTC regulation, and maybe you're in a consumables market, or a hair loss product or something that is like heavily regulated, and you had to back off on one of your claims a bit or something like that, or for whatever reason, did you change anything on the site, and did it and did it affect conversions, okay? So here's our current template. I know my face is blocking a lot of these, but maybe I'll zoom out just a bit. Yeah, I guess that fixed it. But I want the text to be nice and big. Anyway, so the first question is, it's so funny, close and ignore any pop-ups asking for email address. I'm going to change this, or pop-ups of any kind. Please close them. Then browse the page for a moment. What is this website about as far as you can tell? Please just browse the page. Don't click any links. So we'll usually start them off on the home page for this task. When you order the tasks, you can do them to anything. Collections pages, product pages, your cart, wherever you want. We put this close and ignore any pop-up because let me try the site in the private tab. Let me see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen, but you know, sometimes there's like an email pop-up. We've had it where like there's this big old ugly like a Wheelio or like some type of like, you know, I guess there's no pop-up. Okay, this website uses cookies to enhance browsing experience. Do you, you know, except I've had people do the entire analysis with like this annoying cookie thing open. And maybe on some websites, this is taking up like the bottom 10%. I've seen this take up like almost damn near 50% of the page on mobile, right? And they're doing the entire test with like an allow cookies pop-up or with like with an email pop-up. And it's like, dude, like, are you kidding me, right? So we tell them, you know, close any pop-ups first. Then this is the first one. Browse the page for a moment. What is this website about as far as you can tell? This is going to tell your clarity issues, right? Some websites, people have no idea. They probably have like an idea of like what it is, but say it's an apparel website, right? Some type of gym apparel. Do they know that, you know, it's got a new material that wicks away sweat and dries quicker and, you know, feels better on your body, or do they have no idea, right? Do they know it's, you know, started by a fitness influencer super mom who, despite having three kids, has a 25-inch waist and she's a role model to women? You know, do they know that or not? Do they know, you know, what it's all about, right? This is checking for clarity issues. Most roads come back to clarity, right? Like almost every problem, like think of like a tree, right? There's like the trunk, which is like the main branch, and then like the little branches come off of it. But every branch goes back to the trunk. Everything comes back to clarity, pretty much. Clarity on, they don't understand the value propositions. They don't understand why you built a better mousetrap. They don't understand like, why are you're not addressing some objection. So a clarity on, you haven't clearly addressed the common objection of price, or the common objection of, is it organic? Is it safe? Will I get results? Is there a money back guarantee? You haven't clearly addressed their objections. You haven't given them a clear path to navigation or a clear way to add upsells to increase their order value, right? Most roads lead back to clarity. So this is testing for clarity. And so is the second one, actually. So this is the first task. They'll browse the site and then they'll, you know, answer this question. What is the website about as far as they can tell? And then sometimes they start clicking around and going to random pages. So I just put, just browse the page. Don't click any links yet, right? And sometimes they still don't listen to that. And if they do really bad, you can refund them. But more on that later. Next question we typically ask. Do you notice anything unique about this company and their products? Why buy from this company versus a competitor? And again, I say just browse the page. Don't click any links yet, right? So on a homepage, you know, they should still get some branding stuff from the homepage. You know, the product detail page, the PDP, as it's called. I just call it product page, but everyone these days likes to call it the PDP. That's typically more for like selling it, but even on the homepage, there should be something that's kind of like in your face about, you know, why buy from here versus a competitor. Like if you look at the Rhino USA site, there's a comparison chart right here, which would, tell them why, okay, cool, like we design and lab test in the USA versus, the competitors have zero quality control or lab testing, or we have the real, lifetime warranty versus false promises, or, our customer service, our reviews, we're family owned. So you can tell I love comparison charts, right? The reviews from the pros that, these, I guess these people are famous in like the off-roading niche. So if you're into this market, you maybe probably heard of some of these people. So even on the homepage, there's something about why they should buy from you versus a competitor. And of course, there'll be more of that on the product page. And we do use a lot of these same questions for the product page as well. Next one. This is checking for branding, right? So you can see here how, this website has a very different, look and feel and tone to it from this website versus this website versus this website, right? They, the colors are different. The things that they're showcasing right away are different. They serve, different markets. They sell wildly different products. So we're testing for basically branding, right? This is so these two questions focus on clarity. This one is geared towards branding. So the question is, what general vibe, tone, and feelings do you get from this website? In other words, how does or yeah, how do the design, images, text, colors, etc. make you feel? Should that be do or does? I'm not sure, but anyway, this is not a grammar course. Yeah, we're just basically asking them, how it makes them feel, right? This was a client. Fuck, what was her name? Mia Adora. Am I spelling this right? Yes, I spelled it right. Actually, I think I'm gonna use this site in a case study in a future module, but you can understand how the colors and the image and the headlines would make them feel. Hi, I'm Natasha, mama for certified life transformation and nutrition coach BN. I help women just like you master their beauty and weight loss game. I think I actually wrote this headline for her. I think she added this part, and I think I wrote that headline for her. I don't remember actually. Maybe she wrote it. But you can, it's going to make them feel, a certain way. It's going to give them a certain vibe. And if this wasn't there, imagine if it was just some generic thing. Like, imagine it just had products. Like, you got to the page, it didn't have anything about Natasha or her family, and you just started seeing collections links. Here's my lashes. Here's the weight loss. You just saw, shopping stuff, right here, like links to buy and go shop for products. You'd feel very different than if this content was there, right? And, surprise, surprise, adding this content was a huge success for the client. The next question. Now, please browse a site and find a product that you think you could benefit from using. It could be anything. Once you find it, click on it and go to that page. A lot of you guys probably have like a hero product, like a main product that on Facebook ads or whatever on your paid traffic generates the sales, and cold traffic is either, break even or slightly profitable, or maybe, slightly under profitable for your main hero products. And the other products are just there for, to sell through email and cross sells and upsells and stuff like that, but they're not the main ones. So we will definitely, send some people to the homepage. And I guess it's a little irritating if they choose one of like the low sellers. They're like breaking down and giving advice on a product that's like a low seller. But then you got to think, if someone chose that from the user testing, maybe you just haven't marketed that well or found a good enough angle for it because somebody chose that over your hero product. And then also, of course, we can send people directly to the product page of your actual hero product. But we want to see how they kind of browse and navigate the site. Do they click a collections link on the homepage? Did they try to do a search? Was the search broken? Did they use a mobile nav bar? As they're using the mobile nav bar, did they say, oh, I wish, rather than being sorted by like a jewelry site, the luxury collection, the animals collection, the night on the town section or collection, I wish they just had it by necklace, ring, and bracelet, right? So we're also kind of seeing how they browse the site. Which product did you choose? Why did you choose it? Pretty obvious why we're asking that. Then now when they're on the product page, is there anything about the product you chose that is confusing, doubtful, or unclear? So, once again, going for clarity, but more so the FUDs, FUDS, fears, uncertainties, and doubts. Those are the FUDs. Yeah, self-explanatory. So they'll tell you, oh, I don't know. There's nothing about a warranty on this dog harness. That if they, what if my dog chews through it, right? What, do you have a warranty if my dog chews through it? Or I was confused on what size I should get. Like, yeah, size was a big concern. I didn't understand size. Clearly, that won't be a problem here because we have a size guide here, a size guide link here, a size guide link here. The size is in the actual buttons, and there's a size guide here, and they can get it by measurement or by weight. If you're wondering why there's a bajillion size guides on here, it's because every time we tested adding one, it went up. It's annoying to me too, but whatever. Results. Would you trust using this product? Do you think you would get a good benefit from using it? Sometimes people can be shy and not too opinionated, so we're kind of using this to just kind of like draw more out of them, right? Like, do you trust the product? Do you think you benefit from using it? You could even say, like, would you recommend it for a friend? Do you think it would be a good gift idea? Again, like, you know your niche, right? So when we go and do some of these examples, and like kind of personalize these, then we'll get into it more. But yeah, like if yours is a gift product, like would you gift this to a product? Who would you gift it for? Do you think it would be better to gift to, a mom or a dad, or I don't know. Could be many things. Please add this product to the cart and proceed to checkout. Proceed all the way to the last page of checkout where it asks for credit card info and stop there. This is pretty obvious. We're just seeing, how they interact with your cart, if anything is confusing. Some people have like, 10 upsells as like you get to the cart and you could see them, maybe they're getting frustrated by like they click add to cart and it's upselling this and they click proceed to checkout and it wanted to upsell them this and maybe they're getting frustrated or maybe your cart is just confusing or there could be a lot of things there. We're kind of seeing the, from add to cart to checkout, that kind of little mini flow or funnel, if you will. And then the last one, this is one where, again, if you were to watch another thought leader in this user testing space, they may say, you never ask for opinions, just you see how they perform and you analyze their performance. This is not a survey. All right, I get that, bro. But like, at least if I have their opinion, I can choose to get rid of it. So someone might say, as an opinion, you can get haters. What would a hater say? The harness is so ugly, you need to change the look. Or they might say, I don't know. There needs to be more reflective material. I hated that there's just, reflective material on the front. It should be everywhere. The entire harness should be made of reflective material. You can probably, use a bit of common sense. I mean, ask friends and confirm that, like, hey, I had this guy who said this. Ask some customers, some friends of yours, your family, whatever. Like, he says the entire harness should be made of like reflective material. Like, what do you think of that, right? It's pretty easy to see, which things you should throw out, but a lot of times you get good stuff. Like, I think once upon a time, and I don't know how it came out. We have a, a wide variety of breeds on here, and I forget how it like originally came about, but I think one guy was saying like he wanted to see it on like every possible type of dog. So we tried to pick like popular breeds here, like Huskies, obviously a very popular breed. Is that a Frenchie, I guess? Frenchies are very popular breeds. Another Husky. These are Labs. So you can see we're clearly, it's a miniature pincher, I think. It's either a miniature pincher or Jack Russell, or maybe it's a mix of the two. But anyway, yeah, German Shepherd. We try to pick like, the most common breed so people could actually kind of imagine it and see it on their dog. And I think that came in, I mean, it's kind of common sense. And I think we already did like a fairly good job of that, but I think we like leveled up and took that like even a step further after literally asking for someone's opinion. So I said, yeah, finally. Oh, and then another reason. Well, let me read the question. Finally, please recall anything on the site that you had an issue with. Even if you mentioned it before, please repeat it again. What was confusing, frustrating, doubtful, or otherwise caused problems for you? Also, any last minute thoughts/suggestions? Another reason why I do this, aside from the obvious that we talked about, is some people are too shy to give negative comments on the site. Like, it's funny, you're paying them. You want negative comments. That's, if they don't say anything negative, they just compliment your site. What the hell value did you even get from them? But they feel like, ooh, I want to be nice and so polite. I don't want to, like, insult or criticize the website. So by saying here, what was confusing, frustrating, doubtful, or otherwise caused problems for you, like you're really, trying to, draw it out of them. Like, what was confusing, frustrating, doubtful, or otherwise caused problems for you? Like, you're really saying, like, come on, bro. Like, I know you got something here. Any last minute thoughts or suggestions? They might have like one little, last minute idea for you. And I say here, please recall anything on the site you had an issue with. Even if you mentioned it before, please repeat it again. I'll tell you why I do this. When you start getting these user testing things, and they could be 15, 30 minutes, 35 minutes sometimes. Some people really, really like to talk and they're really slow. So if you get a recording that's 35 minutes and you don't know if it's good or not, if it's just, they're just making stuff up, what I like to do is go to the very end of the recording and watch this first. And if they don't have at least one or two suggestions, one or two critiques, one or two, unique thoughts and opinions to actually help me in here, that I'll probably just not even waste 15, 20 minutes of my life watching the rest of it, cancel, refund, and get another person to take the test. Because, even if they had an issue here or a problem here, say they had a problem with like the design of the website from this question, I'm telling them to repeat it. Even if you mentioned it before, please repeat it again. So this is kind of a hack that I learned over time to kind of like, okay, you cut to the chase, you go to the last question, and did they do a good job on this last question? Did they actually have something constructive to say? And if they didn't, you probably don't even need to waste your time going through the other stuff. They probably just said, oh no, it's a great website and I chose this product and yes, I think it would be so great and nothing was confusing. And you're like, I just wasted money on this. So there you go. This was the module on brainstorming the tasks slash questions for user testing. This is a lot of theory, some examples, some good actual examples, but a lot of theory. In future modules, we will actually do this live. We will take an e-commerce website and use a lot of these same questions. A lot of these will be like, verbatim, will be the same, but we will modify and personalize them to fit that particular e-commerce site and those products and that niche and that everything else. Okay, that is the end of this module. I will see you in the next one. Cheers.